Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Ayin Tes. We are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Today's your sponsor once again by Dr. David Landerer, Lili Nishmas, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, Nisham Shav Naliyah. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. So the Gemara is going to discuss today. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about how various psulim in the Zevach will impact the Kedusha status of the Lachmei Toda. The Toda, of course, which is the subject of this perek, has a zevach and the 40 lachmei toda. So how does a problem in the zevach impact the lachmei toda? We're going to have a machlokes tanoim, which case earlier tanoim argued about. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua argue about some case. Rabbi Meir thinks they argue about a case of a balmum, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks they argue about a case of chutz limakomo. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the link between the kiddush halechem and im olsa teireid is an absolute link, meaning does the fact that im olsa lo teireid tell you that that there is a kiddush to the lechem necessarily, and vice versa. So then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the Mishnah, when it needed to give an example of a karban with lechem, why does the Mishnah choose the el hamiluim instead of the much more common el hanazir? The el hamiluim was one time in history. The el hanazir is any time we have a Nazir. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph talks about the impact of a psul in the Zevach on the Nesachim, meaning once we talk about the impact of a psul in the Zevach on the Lachmei Toda, so we're going to talk about other accompaniments to a Zevach, namely the Nesachim. The Gemara is going to tell us that the Shechita of the Zevach, Ziri, is going to be Mechadesh, that the Shechita of the Zevach is what's Mechadesh, the Nesachim, and the Gemara is going to question whether that's true, that it's the Shechita alone that is Mechadesh, the Nesachim. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when can you and can't you repurpose Nesachim to a different Karban. There was a problem with this Karban, but you have all these Nesachim that were supposed to go along with this Karban. Can I just use those very same Nesachim for a different Karban? What are the rules of when the Nesachim can be repurposed for a different karban, and when can they not? And then the Gemara is going to talk about what do you do with leftover karbanos tamidin after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I had a whole bunch of animals that were designated, that were set aside. The Beis HaMikdash had a whole bunch of animals that were set aside to use for karban tamid, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes and you have to buy the karbanos from the new money. So these animals were still from last year's money. So what do I do with those animals? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis will talk about whether the lachmei toda, whether the tamura of a karban toda, the vlad of a karban toda, that which is exchanged for a karban toda, whether they require lachmei toda as well, or only the original zevach requires lachmei toda. So let's begin at the Mishnah ayin chesam beis. Says the Mishnah shchata chutzuzmani. If you shat the karban toda, having in mind with the machshava of chutzuzmana, machshavas pigul, machshava that you're going to eat it the next day. The carbon toda, you're only allowed to eat that day, that night. You're having in mind that you can eat it the next day. So that makes it pigul, and you chayiv karis for it. Chutz l'makoma, or you shecht it, having in mind that you can eat it outside of Yerushalayim, where again, that's a psul in the carbon. It's not pigul, but that's a psul in the carbon. Either of those psulim in the zevach, kiddush halechem, the lechem actually becomes kadosh, because the karban was not pasul prior to the shechita. It's only during the shechita that you made it pasul with the errant machshava. So that's enough to be mekadesh the lechem. But shchata v'nimtzeis treifa, if you shechted it and turned out the animal was a treifa the whole time, then lo kiddush halechem, because that psul predated the shechita. It was a treifa prior to the shechita. So if the psul existed prior to the shechita, then the lechem never became kadosh, because apparently it's the shechita that's mekadesh the lechem. Shchata v'nimtzeis balas mum, what if you shechted and it became a balmum? So here you have machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer omer kidesh. Rabbi Eliezer says the lechem is in fact kadosh. V'cham rom lo kidesh, and the chum say that it's not mekadesh the lechem. Shchata shalol l'shma, if you shechted having in mind shalol l'shma, l'shem different carbon, not l'shem a carbon toda. V'chein el amilum, v'chein shnei kifsei atzeres, and this din of shalol l'shma is not only true true about the Karban Todah, it's true about the Elam Ilum, and it's true about the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, both of which are Zvachim that have Lechem that goes along with it. Sheshchatan Shelo Lishman, if you shech those Zvachim Shelo Lishman, Lo Kidesh HaLechem. The Lechem that's associated with all of these Karbanos is not going to become Kadosh when you shech the Shelo Lishman. Because by the Lachmei Todah, it says, Al Zevach Todos Shlomav, so we learn that if you shech the Shelo Lishman, it's Lo Kidesh HaLechem, and we learn the other two from a Karban Todah, that all those Karbanos that have Lechem that's brought with the Zevach are derived one from the other. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir, because, as we're about to see in a Braisa, there is a Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which case did Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagree about in terms of Kidesh Alechem or Lo Kidesh Alechem? Was it a case of Balmum, or was it a case of Chutz L'Mekomo? In our Mishnah, we said Shchat of Nimtzeis Balas Mum, Rabbi Eliezer Amar Kadosh, Rabbi Chaim Amar Lo Kidesh. That we had a Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So our Mishnah is going to align with Rabbi Meir, who thinks that if you shecht a Karban Todah and it turns out to be a Balas Mum, that's where we have a Machlokas of earlier Tanayim, whether the Lechem is Kadosh or not. Titania, the Braisa tells us, Zahaklal, the general rule is that kol shepisulo kodem shchita lo kidesh alechem. If the problem with the zevach pre-existed the shchita, it was there before the shchita, then the lechem does not become kadosh. Pisulo achar shchita kidesh alechem. But if the psul only comes after the Shechita, then the Lechem does become Kadosh. When we say after the Shechita, it doesn't really mean after the Shechita, it means not before the Shechita. Meaning, it means even a psul during the Shechita is called Pisulo Achar Shechita. Meaning the examples in our Mishnah of cases where Kidesh Alechem, or Shechata Chutz L'Zmana, Chutz L'Mekoma, so you're having those Machshavos during the Shechita. So that's what it means, Achar Shechita, that any psul that did not pre-exist the Shechita is going to be Kidesh Alechem. So the Bryce says, so for example, Shchata Chutz L'Zmana, if you shechted the Machshava of Chutz L'Zmana, V'chutz L'Mekoma, or you shechted the Machshava of Chutz L'Mekoma, so then Kidesh Alechem, that's going to be Mekadesh the Lechem, because that was not a psul that predated the Shechita. Shchata V'nimtzei Shtreifa. But if you shechted and it turned out to be a treifa, and it was a treifa the whole time, it was a treifa prior to the shechita, lo kadesh alechem, then the lechem does not become kadosh. However, we do have a machlokas in one case. Shchat of nimseis balas mum. If you shechted it and turned out that it was a balas mum, Rabbi Eliezer omer kadesh, Rabbi Yeshua omer lo kadesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that's a machlokas, that Rabbi Eliezer says that it's kadesh alechem, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's not kadesh alechem. So now the Gemara is going to have to explain why, meaning you would think this is a case where the psul pre-existed the shechita, and whenever the psul pre-exists the shechita, it should be lo kadosh halechem. So really, Rabbi Yeshua should be correct. What is the basis for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? So the Gemara will get to that, but that is Rabbi Meir's understanding, that we have a klal, but even though we have a klal, when it comes to shechat of nimtzis balas mum, it's a machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you misidentified the case where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagree. Lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua al shechat v'nimtzis treifa shelo kadesh. First of all, if you shech v'nimtzis treifa, it turns out that the animal is a treifa. I agree that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would say that the psul existed prior to the shechita, and therefore the lechem is definitely not kadosh. V'al chutz l'zmano, and they likewise agree that if you had a machshava of chutz l'zmano during the shechita, shekadesh, that the lechem actually becomes kadosh because the psul did not pre-exist, it did not predate, did not exist prior to the Shechita. So it would therefore be, because the halacha is that that if you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano, since there's a chashivus to the zrikas dam that you do with such a karban, it's what we call meratze lepigulo, that when you do a zrikas dam on a karban that you had a machshava of chutz l'zmano, that zrikas dam is very impactful. Not in a good way, but it's impactful, meaning it creates, it allows that carbon to be pigle. Because as we know, in order for a carbon to be pigle, you have to have machshava chutzlus mano, and then everything else has to be right about the carbon. Everything else has to be in place. So when you do the zrik of that carbon, you're making everything else right about that carbon, and therefore you're allowing that carbon to be pigle. So that zrika is an impactful zrika, and therefore if it's ola on the mizbeach, it's lo yered. So that's certainly going to be mekadesh the lechem. V'al balmum shelo kidesh. But here's where Rabbi Yehuda starts veering from what Rabbi Meir said. That Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would both agree that if it's a balmum, that you shech the zevach and it turns out to be a balmum, that the lechem is not kadosh. Because, very mistaver, a balmum was something that it was prior to the shechita. And we said the rule is anything that was that it was prior to the shechita, that the psul was prior to the shechita, is lo kidesh alechem. Amanechliku, you want to know where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagree? Al chutz mekomo. It's when you have a machshav of chutz mekomo during the shechita. That's where Rabbi Eliezer mekadesh. Rabbi Eliezer says that the lechem is kadosh. Rabbi Yeshua melo kadesh, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's not kadosh. Now, in Rabbi Yehuda's version of this machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense, right? That kadesh, because after all, it was not a psul prior to the shechita. If you had a machshava of shalol lishma, right, of chutz mekomo rather, you had a machshava of chutz mekomo, that was machshava during the shechita. And if the rule is that only a psul that existed prior to the shechita is going to be lo kadesh alechem, so Rabbi Eliezer should be correct that it's kadesh alechem. So we're going to have to explain what's Rabbi Yeshua based on. So Rabbi Yehuda now explains what exactly is the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hoil v'chutz zmano pasul v'chutz mekomo pasul." Since we know that chutz zmano and chutz mekomo, which are both machshavas, not that you actually do anything chutz zmano chutz mekomo, you have a machshava during the shechita that you can eat a chutz zmano, or machshava during the shechita that you can eat it chutz mekomo. We know that both of those types of machshavas will pasul a carbon, so they're similar to one another, and therefore ma chutz zmano kadesh. Just like a machshav chutz zmano on the zevach, the lechem will become kadosh because at least it's meratza the pigulo av chutz mekomo kadesh. So too a machshav chutz mekomo, even though the carbon is going to be pasul, the lechem is going to be kadosh. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, well, wait a second. Why are you comparing chutz zmano and chutz mekomo to one another? I would compare chutz mekomo to something else. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, hold the chutz mekomo pasul ubalmum pasul. Both chutz mekomo and a balmum are pasul. Well, ma balmum lo kadesh, af chutz mekomo lo kadesh. Just like a balmum is not mekadesh lechem, I would think chutz mekomo is also not mekadesh lechem. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, ani demisihu lechutz zmano. I think chutz mekomo matches up, aligns better with chutz zmano. Va'ata demisu lebalmum. You think chutz mekomo lines up better with a balmum? Well, nira lemidoma. Let's put it to the test. Let's see. What does chutz mekomo line up better with? Does it line up better with chutz zmano, or does it line up better with balmum? Imdoma lechutz zmano nidinenim chutz zmano. If I'm right that it's like chutz zmano, so then it will be like chutz zmano where it's kidesh alechem. Ve'imdoma lebalmum nidinenim balmum. And if it's more similar to balmum, then you'll be right that it's lo kidesh alechem. So says Gemara, hiskel Rabbi Lezer ladin. So Rabbi Lezer started to analyze. Very wordy couple of lines of Gemara, right? Meaning the Gemara normally doesn't have such a verbose, you know, let's see which one I compare to this, you compare to that. If I'm right, then I'm right. And if you're right, then you're right. The Gemara would just go right into the next line. That hiskel Rabbi Lezer ladin. That Rabbi Lezer started to be done. Done psul machshava, mi psul machshava. I'd rather compare chutz l'mekomo to chutz zmano, because both of them are not about a maisa, they're only about a machshava, they're not about anything physical, they're only about a machshava when you're shechting the carbon. Meaning chutz zmano doesn't mean you did anything chutz zmano, it just meant that you shechted it with the machshava of chutz zmano. Chutz mekomo doesn't mean you did anything chutz mekomo, it was just you shechted it with the machshava of chutz mekomo. Vein dan psul machshava psul aguf. So how can you compare chutz mekomo to a balmum? A balmum is a physical blemish in the animal, so it should not be comparable at all. Say Hiskel Rabbi Shua Ladun, and Rabbi Shua shot right back, and he said, "Well, I think Chutzim Kama is much more similar to Balmum because Dun Psul She'ein Bo Kares, Mi Psul She'ein Bo Kares. That I would more likely compare Chutzim Kama where there's no Chiyuv Kares if you eat from the carbon to a Balmum where there's no Chiyuv Kares if you eat from the carbon. Valyu Chiyah Chutzim Zmano. Don't bring me a raya from Chutzim Zmano. She Psul She'yesh Bo Kares, which would make the eating from the carbon a Chiyuv Kares." And then Rabbi Shua said, "Vayter Va'od Nidu Nenu Mishalol L'Shmo." We should learn Chutzim Mekomo from a case of Shalol L'Shmo, where it's similar to Chutzim Mekomo in two ways. Shepsul Machshava Ve'in Bokares. Because Shalol L'Shmo and Chutzim Mekomo are both a problem only in Machshava alone, and it's Ein Bokares, Vishasak Rabbi Eliezer. And then Rabbi Eliezer was quiet. So Rabbi Shua changed his tune in the middle. That first Rabbi Shua wanted to say that that we'll learn Chutzim Mekomo from a Balmum. And then he says, from a Balmum, because both of them don't have Kares. Then he says, no, I'm going to learn Chutzim Mekomo from Shalol L'Shmo. That a different psul. So he changed in the middle what he's comparing it to. Meaning, it seems to yield the same result. That in both cases, it's gonna. Rabbi Yeshua is the one one that says that that lo kidesh alechem, right? But the question is, where does he derive that lo kidesh alechem? Does he derive lo kidesh alechem on a case of chutz mekomo from a balmum, or does he derive lo kidesh alechem on a case of chutz mekomo from shalol l'shmo? So it would seem not to make such of a nafkamina, but l'chora there is a nafkamina, because if you learn chutz mekomo from balmum, so it would turn out that im Allah yered balmum, if it goes up on the mizbeach, you have to take it off of the mizbeach, and there's no carbon, there would be no kedusha in the carbon at all, and the lechem would not become kadosh. But if you learn it from shalol l'shmo is kasher lahakrava, even by chatas, which is pasul shalol l'shmo, the halacha would be im also lo tered. It's only about the kiddush halechem that we have a miut that shalol l'shmo is not mekadosh the lechem. So by chutz mekomo, while the Kiddushas Halechem would not be impacted by the change in the limud that Rabbi Yeshua has, whether Imala Yerid or Imala Lo Yerid would be impacted. Meaning, when you have a case of Chutz L'Mekomo, what would Rabbi Yeshua say, Imala, if it went up on the Mizbeach? So you had Machshav is Chutz L'Mekomo, and then you brought up the parts of the Mizbeach, of the Karban on the Mizbeach. Would you say Yerid, or would you say Lo Yerid? So that depends which part of Rabbi Yeshua's Drasha is he more serious about. Is he deriving it from Balmum, or is he deriving it from Shalol L'Shma? So that seems to be a real difference over here. Now, everything we just said is within Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda's version of the discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Meir, this discussion never happened, because according to Rabbi Meir, they both agree that with Machshav of Chutz L'Mekomo, that it's Kidesh Alechem, because Machshav of Chutz L'Mekomo was not prior to the Shechita. It was during the Shechita, so it's Kiddush Alechem. Rabbi Meir will say he holds that Rabbi Eliezer would say that if it turns out to be a Balmum, it's Kiddush Alechem, meaning that the Machlokas was about Shachat V'Nimtzeis Balas Mum, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Kiddush Alechem, or Maishcha Shna Shachat V'Nimtzeis Trefa, Tav Epsulu Kodem Shechita, Maishcha Shachat V'Nimtzeis Balmum, Dolav Epsulu Kodem Shechita. He says that Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't make so much sense. Because again, the Klal is a very Pashana Klal, that if the Psul exists prior to the Shechita, then it's lo kidesh alechem. If the psul was only introduced at the time of Shechita or later, then it's kidesh alechem. And despite having such a klal, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you shechted and it turns out that it was a balas mum, that it's kidesh alechem. Why? It was a balas mum before you shechted it. So why would it be kidesh alechem? So the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara is asking now. According to Rabbi Meir's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, why would Nimtzeis balas mum be any different than nimsei streifa? In both cases, it was a problem that was there prior to the shechita, and therefore it should be lo kiddush alechem. So the Gemara answers bedukin shabayin. The type of mum we're talking about was like a cataract in the eye. And we're assuming, like Rabbi Akiva, that for such a type of mum, if it's brought up on the mizbeach, it's not taken down from the mizbeach. So you see that it has kedusha, and if the zevach itself is going to have enough kedusha to stay on the mizbeach, well then the lechem becomes kadosh along with it, and therefore it's a rule breaker. So even though generally the rule is that any psul that's prior to the shechita will mean that the lechem does not become kadosh, but over here the psul prior to the shechita did not absolutely ruin the zevach. The zevach is still somewhat usable. It's somewhat kadosh, and if the zevach is somewhat kadosh, then the lechem becomes kadosh as well. V'idach, and Rabbi Yudu says that they're all molded by a balmum, that it's that loki dish alechem holds kiyam Rabbi Akiva lo yardu b'psul d'gufei. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva will say that if a balmum of a duke and shabayin is brought on the mizbeach, that it stays there. That's because it's psul in the carbon itself. So that the with such a mum, the zevach still has its kedusha to at least insofar as we're allowed to leave it on the mizbeach once it's up there. Aval kedusha lechem lo, but it's not going to have enough kedusha to be mekadesh something outside of the zevach, to be mekadesh the lechem as well, and therefore by a balmum, even the shitas Rabbi Akiva, we're going to say that the psul pre-existed the shechita, and therefore the lechem is not going to become kadosh. So now the Gemara brings a machlokas amoraim that maybe relates to this machlokas Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua, meaning we seem to be linking kiddush alechem with imala teirid or imala lo teirid. That if it's kosher enough, that if it's imala lo teirid, that you leave it on the mizbeach, oh, then it's probably kosher enough to be mekadesh the lechem. But if it's not even kosher enough to stay on the mizbeach b'diavad, then probably it's not mekadesh the lechem. See, Itmar, we have the following. Chatos sheshchata chutz l'zmana. Let's say you shech the korban chatos with a machshava of chutz l'zmana. So imala lo teirid. If it's brought on the mizbeach, you leave it there. The Gemara darshins that Torah achas l'kol olam on the mizbeach, that imala lo yerdu, but chutz l'mekoma, if you shech the korban chatos, having in mind that you're going to eat it chutz l'mekoma, Rava Amar Teirid, Rabba Amar Lo Teirid. Then we have Machlokas Amoraim, whether it's Teirid or Lo Teirid. Rava Ki Rabbi Yeshua. So it seems that Rava seems like Rabbi Yeshua within Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. That we compare Chutz Mekomo to a Balas Mum, and a Balmum, the halacha is that even if it goes up on the Mizbeach, it gets brought down, it's Yeirid, because it's not Psula B'Kodesh. V'Rabba Ki Rabbi Eliezer. And Rava seems like Rabbi Eliezer within Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, that we compare Chutz Mekomo to chutz's mano, and therefore it's low teirid when it's chutz l'makoma. V'hadr be rabba legabe de rava. Rabba ultimately was moda to rava that if you have a machshav of chutz l'makoma, that it's teirid, that you bring it down from the mizbeach. Mahadr be rabbi midahadr be rabbi Eliezer legabe de rabbi Shua. The reason rabba was moda to rava was because ultimately rabbi Eliezer was moda to rabbi Yeshua. So says Mar v'ikadamri, others say that afal gavda that even though Rabbi Eliezer ultimately was molded to Rabbi Yeshua, still Rabbi Lagabi de Rava lo hadarbe. The machlokas Rabba and Rava is not completely totally in the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were not arguing about Amala Teirid, Amala Lo Teirid. They were arguing about is the lechem kadosh. Rabba and Rava were arguing about in Teirid and Lo Teirid. Ah, you would think that the two are linked with one another. They're not. Hasam who decarmelates dafka when it comes to the kiddush alechem, which is the subject of the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That's where Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Lezer, nidu nenu mi shalol l'shmo, that we should treat a case of shalol b'mekomo from as similar to a case of shalol l'shmo where it's not mekadesh l'lechem, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer ultimately changed his mind. Aval hacha, but when it comes to whether im ala teired or im ala lo teired, where Rabbi says lo teired, if you're going to learn it from Shalol Lishmo, imalsa lo teirei. The halacha is that if it's brought up on the Mizbeach, carbon that was shecht Shalol Lishmo, that it's lo teirei, that it does not come off of the Mizbeach. So the two issues of whether it's Mekadesh Lechem or not is not dependent on teirei or lo teirei, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer may have agreed to Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to the Kiddush Alechem. It does not mean that Rabbi agreed to Rava when it comes to im teirei or lo teirei. Good. Shchata Shalol Lishma. We then said in the Mishnah that if you shecht shalol, the carbon toda Shalol Lishma, or for that matter, the Elam Iluim, the Kivsei Atzeres, any other Zevach that has bread that goes with it, so lo kidesh alechem. The lechem does not become kadosh when the shechita was Shalol Lishma. So I'm Rav Papa says, I'm not troubled by the halacha, I'm troubled by the example you chose to give. You want to come up with an example of a carbon that has, of a Zevach that has lechem that goes along with it, Shavak Tani Didan, El Nazir Deshchiach. You could have given an example of El Nazir, which is something that's Noig Lidoros, Vinakit Elam Iluim, and instead you gave an example of Elam Iluim, which happened once in the history of the world. So why would you give the example of Elam Iluim? El Nazir is an example that's right there for the taking. So Vitana Didan, Ikr Milsenakat. So somewhat cryptically, the Gemara says, no, Elam Iluim is the primary thing. What does that mean? What's the primary thing? What makes it so that the Elam Iluim was the first carbon that was ever brought with lechem? So we go back to the beginning. So since it was the first carbon that was ever brought with lechem, because it was when they were starting to bring carbonos, so that's why we use Elam Iluim as an example. And therefore, the same is true for all other carbonos, all other zvachim that are brought with lechem, such as the El Nazir. But that's what Rashi writes over in Ksaviyad. And then Rashi adds another reason that it's called Ikr Milsa, that the Elam Iluim is for the Chanukah Sakohanim, for the Ravoda, for the so it's for the sake of the whole Tzibur. And Kivsei Atzeres are a carbon Tzibur. But Mishnah doesn't mention carbon of a Nazir because that's a carbon Yachid. So we're going to talk about those things that relate to the entire Tzibur. We're going to give examples of things that relate to all of Klal Yisrael and not things that relate to a particular individual who happens to be a Nazir. And that's what it means, that Ikr Milsa Nakat. Okay, so now that we've discussed what different problems in the Zevach, what sort of impact that makes on the Lechem that goes along with the Zevach, most other carbonos do not have Lechem that goes along with it, but they have Nesachim that go along with it. What kinds of problems with the Zevach, in what way will problems with the Zevach impact the Nesachim that go along with those carbonos? So Nesachim Shekitshu B'Kli, if you're Mekadesh Nesachim in a Kli Shares, V'nimtza Zevach Pasel, and it turned out that the Zevach that goes along with those Nesachim is Pasel. So Im Yesh Zevach Acher, if you have another Zevach that you can repurpose these Nesachim really quickly and just associate them with another Zevach, so Yakriv V'imo, good, use those Nesachim for another Zevach. Vim Lanu, and if you didn't, and therefore the Nesachim went through the whole night and they were never repurposed for another Zevach, see if Subalina. So once they go, they're left overnight, they become Pasal Belina because they were already Kaddish B'Kli Sharis, and therefore they're subject to Psulina. Amr Ziri, Eina Nesachim Miskadshin, Ela B'Shchitas HaZevach. When do Nesachim become Kaddosh? When you shecht the Zevach. But prior to the Shechita of the Zevach, even if you put it in a Kli Sharis, they do not have Kedusha. My Taima, where does he get that from? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Zevach u Nesachim. So it sounds like Nesachim is something, the Kedusha of the Nesachim depends on the Zvicha. And the Zvicha means the Shechita. Tanan, but wait a second, isn't that against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Na Nesachim shekitchu b'kli v'nim se Zevach Pasul, that if you have Nesachim that you were Mekadesh in a Kli Shares, and then the Zevach turned out to be Pasul, Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yikruvu, these Nesachim have Kedusha, so they either need to be repurposed for a different carbon that day, or else they're going to become Pasul Belina. So my love, aren't we talking about the Ifsul B'Shchita? That what happened to the Zevach? That the Shchita never worked, that there was a Psul in the Shchita. And nevertheless, we're assuming that the Nesachim became Kadosh. But according to Yuzi Iri, once there was a Psul in the Shchita, then the Nesachim never should have become Kadosh, because the Nesachim only become Kadosh with the Shchita. So it says Gemara, the Ifsil Bezrika. The case in our Mishnah is the Nesachim became Kadosh not simply by being put in a Kli Shares, but through the Shechita of the Zevach. Aye, what sort of psul happened with the Zevach? There was a psul in the Zrika Saddam, subsequent to the Shechita. So Keman, who is Ze'iri assuming, like what he says, that Nesachim become Kadosh simply through the act of Shechita? Shechita of the Zevach is what's Mekadesh the Nesachim. Kerevi, that assumes, like the Shechita of Rabbi, to Amar Shnei Dvar Mamatirin, Malin Zebelozeh, that the two avodos that are matir the basar, namely the shechita and the zrika, will be able to be mekadesh the nesachim, either one without the other. So over here, the nesachim becomes kadosh with the shechita alone, without the zrika along with it. So says Gemara, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. No, you don't need to tell me that Ziri is only going like Rabbi. That Ziri could even be going like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Malin Zebelozeh, that they only become Kadosh with the Shechita and the Zrika. Because Rabbi Lazar was talking about a case where the Zrika was possible since it was done Shalol L'Shma. But Hacha, over here by the Nesachim, where he says that the Nesachim became Kadosh just with the Shechita, Hacha Mayaskinon, what are we talking about? Shekibel Daman Bakos. The case is that after the Shechita, you're Makabel the Dam in the Kos, Vinishpach, and then the dam spilled on the karka, and you never got to do his rika. That Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that, like his father, Rabbi Shimon, who says that anything that's only lizarik, it's as if it was already zaruk, and therefore the shechita alone will be mekadesh in the nesachim, because it's not really the shechita alone. You did the shechita, then you caught it in the cup, in the kli, so it was ready for Zrika. So if it's ready for Zrika, it's as if Zrika already happened. So it's Shechita and Zrika that's Mekadish in the Sachim. That's when there was a Zrika that happened, but it was a Pasul Zrika, so that's Rabbi Lazar is going to say that Shechita alone is not going to be able to be Mekadish it. So Amar Mach, we had said it previously, Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yikravu Imo. We said that if the problem happened with the original Zevach, and you have all these nesachim, you need to try to repurpose it. If there's another zevach that you can repurpose these nesachim to, so great, go and do that. So, frankly, Gemara of Amr of Chista, Shemen Shefrisha L'Shum Mincha Zeh, Pasal L'Shum Mincha Acheres, that if you're mafresh Shemen for one carbon mincha, you're not allowed to use it for a different carbon mincha. So how can we take nesachim that you shechted with this zevach and repurpose it for a different zevach? Why is there any different than Shemen, which is not allowed to be repurposed? And so Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yanai, Lev based in Masna Aleihem, there is a Tanai based in on all of the Nesachim, that if they need to be used for this carbon, great, and if they don't need to be used for this carbon, then they get to be repurposed for another carbon. So, frankly, Gemara, why didn't they think of that with the Shemen? Ihachi Shemenami. Why didn't Beis Din make the same Tanai with the Shemen? That if it's good for this carbon, good, and if not, I'll use it for a different carbon. Shemen Gufa Deminchu. Now, the Shemen is meant to be mixed in physically with the carbon Mincha, so it's part of the carbon Mincha. So if the Mincha becomes Pasul, the Shemen becomes Pasul as well. The Nesachim are not a part of the carbon. It's something that's brought separately along with the carbon. So there you could have a Tanai based in that if the Nesachim aren't going to be good for this carbon, we'll use it for another carbon. So ask the Gemara and the Nesachim, if Lev Bezdin is Masnaleim because they're not part of the physical carbon, why does the Mishnah say that they become Pasabalina? V'lisnaleim denifku l'chulin. Shouldn't they make a Tanai based in that it should be Yotzi l'chulin, that it shouldn't have the Kedusha that becomes Pasabalina? Says Gemara, no, they don't want to do that because people will think that you're allowed to take something that was Kadosh B'Kadosh Saguf in a Kli Shares and just turn it into Chulin. They're not going to realize there was a Tanai over here. You take something that up until this point was presumed to have Kadosh Saguf and now you all of a sudden treat it like Chulin, that's going to look terrible. Well, Hashtanami, now that Beis Din made this Tanai that you're allowed to repurpose the Nesachim from this Zevach that became possible to a different Zevach, Gzeir Shem Yomar, we be choshish, people are going to think, they're not going to know there was a Tanai made, and they're going to think Nesachim Sher Frishon Lushum Zevach Zek Sher Lushum Zevach Acher, they could just always repurpose Nesachim, and they're not going to realize that it's because there was a Lev based in Masna Aleim. So the Gemara answers, Atani Matisya Ben Yehuda, Matisya Ben Yehuda explains that when the Mishnah says, if there's another Zevach, that you bring it with that other Zevach, Zevach Zavuach Bo Sasha. That was referring to a carbon that was already shechted at the time that the first one became pasul. So since, as soon as the first one becomes pasul, we bring these Nesachim immediately with the other Zevach, people are going to think that it was that these Nesachim were originally designated for the other Zevach. They're not going to even realize that this wasn't its original purpose. So no one's going to think you could just repurpose Nesachim without a Tanai Bezin. They're not going to even realize that this was repurposed. So what are you telling me now? That if the second Zevach was not yet shechted at the time of the psul of the first one, then Nifsal Belina, then you're going to have to leave these Nesachim to become Pasul Belina. You're not going to be allowed to use them? Well, if that's the case, shouldn't the Mishnah mention that? Meaning the Mishnah wanted to come up with a case where the Nesachim can be used and where the Nesachim cannot be used. So the Tani Seif, instead of the Mishnah saying, Imlanu Yifslu Belina, that if they're left overnight, they become Pasul Belina, Liflavus Mitida. Why not just make a chilik within the first case of the Mishnah? That Pamed Varmamurim Shaya Zevach Zvuch Pal Susha. When do we say that you could take these Nesachim and repurpose them for a different Zevach? That's only if that different Zevach already existed, it was already shechted at that moment. But if the other Zevach was not shechted yet at that moment, then you cannot repurpose it. So why does the Mishnah distinguish between a Zevach, why does the Mishnah distinguish between finding another Zevach that day and not finding another Zevach that day? Just distinguish in the more fundamentally between, was the other Zevach already shechted at the time of the Psalm of the first one? So it says, Hachinami Kamar. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah meant. Pamed Varmamum Shay Zevach Zavuach Bal Sasha, Avalin Zevach Zavuach Bal Sasha, Nasa Kamish, Nifsul Belino Psulin. That if there was another Zevach that had already been shechted, then you could repurpose the Nesachim to that Zevach. But if there were not already another Zevach that had already been shechted, even though you have plenty of Zevachim that you're able to shecht, you just have to leave these Nesachim to become Pasul Belino. You cannot use these Nesachim for any other Zevach. Because we were afraid people are going to say that even without a Tanai Bezdin, that you're allowed to repurpose Nesachim, and you're not. You're not allowed to repurpose Nesachim. So we said that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, that Kol Ami Lizarik is Kizarik Dami. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like his father about everything, and therefore the Gemara says, wait, can our Mishnah really be assuming like Rabbi Shimon? Meaning when we attribute our Mishnah to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we assume that means we're attributing our Mishnah to everything Rabbi Shimon subscribes to as well. So, mi islei the Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon really hold Lev based in Masna Aleihen? That there's such a concept of Lev based in Masna Aleihen, that you have the reason the Nesachim can be repurposed for another Zevach is because Lev based in Masna Aleihen. V'hamar Rav Yidi Baravanam Rav Amar Mam Rav Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tamid in Shlohu Tzruchu Letzibur. If you have Karbanos Tamid that were left over after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where you need to bring from the Truma Chadasha, so they didn't need them, what do you do with these animals? L'diver Rabbi Shimon ein niftin tamimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot be po to them when they don't have a mum. They have to graze until they develop a mum, and then you sell them. We don't say they've based in masna aleihem, that you're allowed to be po to them as tamimim. That based in when they were originally mekadish them, that they've based in masna aleihem, that if they turn out not to be needed, they can be po to them as tamimim. L'diver chamim niftin tamimim. According to the chamim, they've based in as masna aleihem, so you can be po to them as tamimim. So don't you see that Rabbi Shimon holds we don't say Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem? So how could our Mishnah be going like Rabbi Shimon? Says Mer, Shani Yasim, this is the Kantabriya. No, that's different. There's another solution. Let them graze till they develop a mum, and then they'll become chulin anyway. So you don't need a Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem. You have a different solution. Lev Bezin is Masna Aleihem when the other option is that it's going to be Pasul Belina. But when there's another option, so then we're not going to say Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem. Now, new Mishnah, Vlad Toda. the vlad of a carbon toda, tumurasa, if a toda was there and you brought another behema and he said, let this behema be a tumura for this carbon toda, where the halach is that they're both kadosh, hifrish toda va'avda, vifrish acheres tachteh, or you're mafrish an animal for a carbon toda and you lost it, and then you were mafrish another one in its place. So in all those cases, einatun alechem. The vlad, the tumura, the chalipin, it does not require the lachme toda. Shenamer, because the pasuk said in this past week's parasha, v'ikrav al zevach hatoda, it says, v'ikrav al zevach hatoda, chalos masos, bulos, b'shemen, etc. Hatoda tun alechem, v'lo vada, v'lo chilufa, v'lo tumurasa tun alechem. The toda itself needs lechem, not the vlad, not the tumura, not the chilupin. None of that requires a lachme toda with it. So the Mishnah said that when you have a vlad toda, or a tumura, or a chiluf, your makriv, the both the toda and the vlad toda, it's just that only the original needs the lachme toda. The vlad, the tumur, etc., does not need the lachme toda. So the pasuk says, "Imal toda yakriven v'ikrav al zevach toda chalos masbul b'shemen." So Tana Rabban, the Brisa Darshins, ma'u omer toda yakriv. What does the pasuk mean when it says "Imal toda yakriv"? The word yakrivenu is extra because it could have just said "Imal toda v'ikrav al zevach." So minayin the mafresh todasova of the v'ifreshacher. How do I know that if you were mafresh a toda and you lost it and you put another one in its place? Then you found the first one, so you have both of them there. How do I know that you could be makriv whichever one you want and bring the lachmi toda with it? That whichever one, hatoda yakriv, whichever toda it is. So calls man that you didn't get a kapara with another animal. You could be makriv whichever one you want and bring the lachmi toda with it. I think the second one also needs lachmi toda. Tamalomer yakrivenu. So yakrivenu teaches me echad velo shnayim. Achar shriba kasav miyet minayin rabos vlodos v'chalifos v'tumuros lakrava. Once we have a riboy and a miyut, how do I know that the vlodos and the chalifos and the tumuros are all brought, that you could bring them even after you mechaper yourself with the real toda? Tamalomer im al toda. So in lashon al, sounds like that there's something that becomes tuffel to the toda. Yachol yutunas lechem. I might think that those require lachmei toda as well. Tamalomer v'hikriv al zevach hatoda. Toda tuna lechem v'lo vlada v'lo chilufa v'lo tumurasa tuna lechem. That for al zevach hatoda is extra, and that teaches me that only the original toda needs lechem. All of these replacement todas do not require the lachmei toda. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Shalach Rabbi Chanina. Everyone have a great day.